Greetings, my name is Jerry Barrier. I'm located in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. My email address is jerry@birdblind.org. My website is www.birdblind.org. And if you're interested in bird sounds, you might want to check out some of my amateur recordings on my website. What follows here, though, is an edited recording of a boat ride we took in October 2007 on the Liberty Bell, one of the boats in the Gateway Clipper Fleet in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I apologize for the sound of the narrator. It's quite distorted, just as it was when I listened to it. It's not the fault of my equipment. It's the fault of the Gateway Clipper's equipment, and perhaps the narrator was a little too close to the microphone some of the time. But you can understand him, and that's the important thing. And I hope you enjoy this little tour of the Three Rivers of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on the Gateway Clipper.
Hello, I'd like to say good morning to everybody and welcome aboard the Liberty Bell for our cruise here. Today we will not be going on the Allegheny River, but we're going to look up and see what we can see of the races. This weekend is the head of the Ohio races. It's riverboat crewing teams racing all day long on the Allegheny River. But we're going to see all three rivers and talk about them. We're getting ready to turn around here on a very unusual river called the Monongahela River. This is one of the few rivers in the world that flows north its entire length. It actually starts in Fairmont, West Virginia, which is south of the city of Pittsburgh. It flows 128 miles due north to the city. The mountains in West Virginia are much higher than they are here in Pennsylvania, so by gravity it forces the water downhill but north to the city. While trying to flow south, it follows a very windy and snake-like path, which then over the years created very steep banks, in fact named by Indians Monongahela. Does mean steep sliding banks down to the river. This river is known to have a mud bottom and does not have one island its entire length. All three rivers are named by the Indians. Turn around here, you can look straight at the very first bridge on the Monongahela River, which happens to be the busiest bridge in the city. It's the Fort Pitt Bridge. It's the very first real major connection from the South Hills into the new North Hills by the new 579 Expressway and Veterans Memorial Bridge. It's a very busy bridge with an average of 145,000 cars per day crossing it. You'll notice you'll see many bridges here today. Pittsburgh truly is the city of rivers and bridges. We have over 500 of them in Pittsburgh alone. Not all of our bridges do cross water. We have steep banks and gullies making Pittsburgh a very hilly place. In fact, we have more bridges in our city than any other city in the entire world, except for one, and that would be Venice, Italy. Look over to the right-hand side, you begin to see the very front yard of the city of Pittsburgh, which is Fort Pitt Point State Park. The 36 acres, notice that it all fenced in at this time, which it is now closed. The construction trailer and equipment and supplies. This 36 acres of the front yard is going through a $35 million renovation. It will not be opened up until earliest of 2009. There are plans. They're being very secretive on what's going on here to the right-hand side. I do understand that they are going to move the fountain to higher ground. In fact, take a look at the fountain. It's pink. It's been pink all week. They dye the fountain every year for 1 week during Breast Cancer Awareness Week. We're now reaching a very interesting and strategic point here on all three rivers. We are now about to leave the Monongahela River. We're about to enter into the Ohio. If you look at the body of water that branches to the right of the fountain and upriver, that is the Allegheny River. This is where the Monongahela River and the Allegheny both meet at Pittsburgh's point to form the Ohio River. The Ohio River then stops at the very tip of the point at mile zero and then flows directly ahead of us a total of 981 miles all the way to Cairo, Illinois, where it meets up with the mighty Mississippi. The Mississippi River then roughly flows another 1,000 miles into the Gulf of Mexico. You can go through the Gulf of Mexico, around the tip of Florida, into the Atlantic Ocean, or through the Gulf of Mexico, around the tip of Florida, into the Pacific Ocean, or through the Panama Canal into the Pacific Ocean, making Pittsburgh accessible from anywhere in the world. In fact, over 40 million gross tons of freight traveled over our waterways last year. That's twice as much as the Panama Canal, making Pittsburgh the world's largest, or second largest, inland waterway port, second to New Orleans, Louisiana. Branching around, the point is the Allegheny River, which is also named by Indians, and it means fair waters. It's different than the Monongahela River. It's known for having the finest quality of sand and gravel river bottom in the entire world, and is also known for having many islands. Although it is 325 miles long, it can only be navigated for a very short length, the very first 72 miles. There are no locks and dams built past that point, so the water becomes quite shallow quickly. Look directly across the point, you can look straight into the open view designed to Heinz Field. The H.J. Heinz Company spent $57 million for the rights to name this Heinz Field for 20 years. This is run by the Pittsburgh Steelers, the five-time Super Bowl champions, and the University of Pittsburgh Panthers, who plays their college football games here. Directly to the left-hand side, you can see the set of tracks that go up and down along the hillside, and this is the Duquesne Incline that leads all the way up into Duquesne Heights. Up here, there are fine condominiums and restaurants that outlook the city. Imagine at one time there were 17 inclines going up and down along the hillside, some of them large enough to carry horse and buggy and livestock. But now the new cars and new roads, there's just two left in operation. Go ahead, look up the Allegheny River, look at all the bridges. And you can see all the scow racers getting ready to do a race. Over to the right-hand side, you can see the Carnegie Science Center, advertised as the amusement park of the mind with its over 200 hands-on exhibits. You can see in front of it a submarine called the USS Raquin, launched in 1945 to sail both Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, but never actually really did see a war. It is an electric submarine being charged by diesel engines. The word Raquin is a French word meaning sand shark. Most submarines were named after some form of marine life during its era. During the daytime, the Carnegie Science Center and the submarine can both be viewed and toured. The very first bridge on the Ohio River is directly ahead of us, and that is the West End Bridge. We have a choice. We can turn around and go up the Monongahela River, and then just go up to Old Lock 1 and turn around. Or we could go a little bit faster down the Ohio River and around an island called Bruno's Island. Who would rather turn around and go up the Monongahela River? Raise your hand. Okay, who wants to go down around Bruno's Island?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go a little bit faster and we'll go scoot around to the very first island. Since we can't do the Allegheny, let's go way down the Ohio. I think it's a little bit more interesting than just going up the Mon and turning around. So that's, we go a little faster anyway. Put the pedal to the metal. Burn some rubber.
Okay, let's get
down.
I don't think we have any
rubber to burn. Over the left-hand side, it's called Tri River Landing. It has various different types of barges. I'll talk to you a little bit about them. The barge that's empty, that's floating high in the water and is red piping on the top and all covered, you'll see a little tiny red flag. That's a red flag barge. Fuel oil as far away as the wells in Texas come to our city by way of these types of barges, distillates such as benzene, diesel, oil, lamp oil, all kind of anything in that regards. The same thing with that green barge is a tanker barge. You'll see coal is 70% of it is coal here, but wheat, flour, sugar, and salt and dry products, especially to the right hand side. This is called Beaver Avenue Landing. I don't know why they call it that landing, but that's the name of it. And wheat, flour, sugar, salt and dry products are kept in those types of barges. To give you an example of still how economical it is today to transport way of towboat barge, to move 1 ton of product 1 mile, it cost twice as much to do it by way of railway and 10 times as much to do it by way of truck. To show you that. And there are 20 locks and dams located on the Ohio River. It cost $1 billion to build a lock. Before they had locks and dams, the water was only high enough to come up to about your shoulders or your waist to your shoulders. And the only time they could bring these towboats up with barges was roughly only about 3 months out of the year, which is normally in the spring thaw when all the ice and snow would melt and it rains a lot in the spring. To make the waters deep enough to navigate. Now with the locks and dams, we have 365-day year-round navigation. You can see the White House up on the hillside to the left-hand side, which at one time was owned by a captain. I don't know if he's passed on. He was pretty old, or if he still owns that house up there. But he retired and bought that house looking over the three rivers. Now this landing over here downriver to the left-hand side is called West End Landing. They take barges here, drop them off, pick them up, take them down south, take them up north. Coal comes from, what's really interesting is that a different type of coal comes from West Virginia. So it actually comes down the Monongahela because it flows north. And then you'll see coal go up the Monongahela River and you'll wonder why are they taking coal up and taking coal down? Well, the type of coal that's found in West Virginia is a very special type of coal that makes a very different kind of coat that makes an extremely strong tensile strength of steel. And just its chemical makeup found in a very specific ore. So they use that to make steel, take down some. You can see the trees are starting to turn to the left-hand side. This becomes a beautiful fall foliage bank here to the left-hand side and also down the Ohio River Valley. Every 4 years, we go to Tall Stacks down in Cincinnati, Ohio. 23 large vessels all go down there. We spend a week down there doing trips. It's 471 miles. It takes 58 days to get down there. And the fall foliage, it's always in the month of October, the second week of October, and the fall foliage is absolutely phenomenal.
Somebody in a kayak
over here. If you look directly ahead of us, you get the very first glimpse and view of the very first island located on the Ohio River, and that's Bruno's Island, named after a French physician who came here shortly after the Revolutionary War. In the early 1900s, they used to have a park on the island and held old horse sulky races. At the present time, the island is now owned and operated by Sargent Electric. They have a power plant located here on the island. Now, the body of water that branches to the right of the island is the main channel of the Ohio River. The body of water branching to the left side of the island is the back side or back channel of Bruno's Island. Both sides are navigable. In fact, today, we are going to go down the right-hand side, go 1 mile in length, the length of the island, make a left-hand turn, come up the back channel to circle around Bruno's Island here this afternoon. Now you can see the railroad bridge going across the back channel, then across the island itself, and to the right, the main channel of the Ohio River. This bridge is no means or access to the island itself, just simply trains go across it to get any goods or supplies onto Bruno's Island and onto Sargent Electric. It's all done by way of a ferry service. Making this island quite secluded. In fact, deer live on this island, and it's known somewhat as a bird sanctuary. A lot of birds, when they migrate down south, they use the inland waterway system for water to feed on their way down, and a lot of them do rest on this island. A lot of seagull from the Great Lakes that fly down south, you'll see in the fall, hundreds of seagulls. It's really weird seeing them on the rivers, but they use the water as a food source as they go all the way down to the ocean. We'll circle around Bruno's Island here this afternoon.
My dad used to work on Bruno's Island at one time. He used to ride the ferry every morning to get over here.
Really? I knew he was.
Your great-grandpa used to work on Bruno's Island, and he used to ride the ferry every morning to work.
Really?
Yep.
Cute.
He was an electrician.
I want to see if I can see the deer. How did deer get over onto this island?
Good question. I don't know.
How did where?
How did the deer get onto the island? Maybe they rode the train.
Maybe.
Maybe they came over on the ferry.
No, they couldn't. They couldn't come on the train because the train doesn't go there.
They could have rode in the back of one of the things and then jumped off.
Maybe they swam over. I wonder if deer can swim.
They can't.
Maybe before they had locks and dams, the water was very shallow.
And they walked
across.
Yeah, I'm gonna know.
Yeah. You think Sobey's enjoying this boat ride?
No.
How's she look?
Sad.
Does she have her ears back?
She's panting a lot.
Yeah. Tell if Sobey's unhappy because her ears go back. They go flat.
Well, her ears are straight up.
Well, that's good then. She's happy.
Why? I'm not happy.
My ears are straight up too.
Celeste?
No, they're back.
Celeste, would you like some more popcorn?
Mm-mm, I don't like that popcorn. I didn't have the popcorn. I had nachos.
Ah.
I would like a big lollipop.
Julia, you like this boat ride? Yeah, me too.
I want a big lollipop.
Even we not go down that water.
Over the left-hand side is the only thing owned and operated on Bruno's Island at the present time, and that is Sargent Electric's high-tech power plant. It is a very high-tech plant. You don't see any coal barges to supply power to the plant. It's burned by a low sulfur fuel in tanks on the other side of the island. Burning this low sulfur fuel, it emits no acid into the atmosphere to help control the acid rain. This is what's called an on-demand plant. It costs a little bit more money to burn this low sulfur fuel.
Yeah, it is.
So whenever excess electricity is needed, such on a very hot 90 degree days when everyone has their air conditioning on and light at night and stuff like that, that this plant goes online, fires up, and supplies the extra electricity needed. It's not run very often. They are expecting to maybe sell electric to New Jersey, fire it up and sell it to New Jersey to
because
they need electricity there
water?
More often. Over the right-hand side, you can see this three-city block-long stone structure, we formerly called Strictly a Man's Hotel. It was 2 years ago one of the seven maximum security prisons here in the state of Pennsylvania, the Western State Penitentiary. They built a large prison down in Beaver County, and then this would bank it. They were wondering what they were going to do with it. But then they turned it into, now it's like a halfway house or like a renewal center for people that are going back to work-study program. You'll see the tall blue-green smokestack, the tan and blue-green buildings surrounding it belonging to Alcosan, Allegheny County Sanitary Authority. This trip on this river about 55 years ago would have just about been impossible. At that time, the rivers were actually looked upon as open sewers. Now the sewage is burnt, treated, and filtered before entering back into our waters. This facility to the right-hand side costs $100 million to construct and is capable of processing up to 150 million gallons of raw sewage per day. Directly ahead of us is the longest bridge in western Pennsylvania. Covering a lot of ground to the left-hand side, it connects the borough of McKees Rocks from your left to Route 65 Ohio River Boulevard, the area of Bellevue and Brighton Heights to your right. You can see the very tail end of Bruno's Island. You can see the Discovery came out from the back channel. We're now going to make a left-hand turn and enter up into the back channel. We'll circle around Bruno's Island here this afternoon. Thank you.